All righty.
Well, should we start?
Ready.
Okay. Like I said, a lot of people could not make today's call. So there's only a few issues that I think we need to go over. I'm still waiting for the PowerPoint presentations that people presented in Indianapolis. I've received very few of those.
I'm sorry. I realized today that we hadn't sent ours. I'll send it tomorrow.
Thanks, Sam. And this is how basically keep everybody abreast of what's going on. And all the ones that have been sent to me are now posted on the web.
And this can go, is this open to everybody?
No, it's on the private part.
Okay.
So, but it's basically how we keep the progress from that meeting and let everybody know what's going on where.
Yep.
But things can't be taken off of that, can they, and distributed or anything?
No. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Ken.
All right, everyone says the pilot projects are due March 7th. You can apply online. I hope that there's no problem. We've already received one or two of those that have been submitted, and the online submission seems to have worked fine.
So that's an extension, Ed?
Yeah, it was sent out in an email when I posted how to do it, that they'd be due the 7th rather than the 1st.
Okay, so I missed that.
To give people some extra time.
Great.
The Jim West is going to chair the review committee, and so no one who has anything to do with the consortium will be involved in the review. I'm assuming that we will be able to fund 4 projects, and a primary review criteria will be that the pilot can produce something within the year, since there's no guarantee of any continued funding. So if you're interested, get one of those in. We are moving a camera from Buffalo to San Diego. The people in Indianapolis are kind enough that if Buffalo needs the camera back in the summer, they're going to send one from there. So that's happening. The Finns got approval to keep the camera in Finland for another year, but I think the 3D Imaging Corps is going to have to decide if they want that to happen or whether they want to move that camera elsewhere. We have sent a number of 2D images to the facial recognition people at Indianapolis, thanks to some work going out of Buffalo.
Hey, Ed, what was that again? I missed that.
The images that Luther has taken on 2D images, he has sent to me, and we have sent on to the facial imaging people. So they're going to start looking at those, the computerized facial recognition people as part of the core in Indianapolis, and they're going to start looking at those.
And where do those come from? Where do Luther's come from?
Buffalo. They're from his. They're the similar, same kids that he has 3D images on. We also require them to have a 2D image.
Okay.
And so these we felt we could get to work on right away, without having to worry about the, you know, the problems with the quality in the 3D images.
Okay.
So we discussed that at the meeting in Indianapolis about how to do that, and I had human subjects approval, so we did it through me. And the only other item that anyone sent in was some difficulty getting things into the informatics core or the informatics databases and them being a little bit more responsive to the needs of what we're going to eventually have to do. And everyone's aware of all the emails that have going back and forth about the pathology core database and what to record and what not to record. But I will probably take this up with Craig to see if we can get them to understand that there have to be certain ways that we have to be able to pull the data out. And that would include, for example, knowing if the same examiner examined the same child on more than one occasion, or whether the same child was examined on the same date by more than one examiner. Because they're both very important questions, and we have to be able to sort on those criteria. And so there was some difficulty in doing that, but I was hoping Craig would be on here today, but I guess not, so we'll take it up with him.
Just as a, if you the repeated measures question.
Yeah.
Tina, I talked to Leah Fleury about it, who talked to Joe Urbanski, and then Andy got involved in it. And the answer to the question was yes, it's easily done. They just have to write a script for it, and the script they just need to have it as a priority that the script be written.
So maybe that they need to prioritize this, because the dysmorphology core, I mean, I'm assuming that, Ken, do you know how many sites have uploaded data into the dysmorphology core database?
No, I do not, Ed.
All right. Well, I know that the data from Russia, the data from Italy, and the data from Finland.
Supposedly,
we entered all that data here
yourselves,
in my lab,
right, at San Diego. So,
and I know that we've uploaded it.
Right. So it should be in there.
Right. No, I'm no ours is. I'm just wondering if anyone else is. You had a date of the 15th as being a deadline.
Right.
I think Sandy Jacobson's is in.
Joe,
yeah,
do you know?
The first X cases are in. I know that.
Yeah.
So are we talking how many cases are we talking?
At least 20.
20? Okay.
Yeah.
And Buffalo is in.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah, I was going to bring up that, you know, all of the stuff that's going on, we have very little sense in NIAAA that anything is going on. And I was going to ask once again, you don't have to email, CC me, but CC Lori.
All right. Well, I think you're copied on almost all of them. You mean if, maybe Ken didn't copy you on the deadlines about uploading the databases, or?
Lori, have you received anything since the, we've received nothing since the January meeting.
Oh, well.
Ken's saying if we need to.
You know, you must not be on the listserv. because I
the
get
rest
10,
of us are drowning.
I get 10 emails a day.
I've received 100 messages about dysmorphology.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
you have to register for the listserv. I'll send you or
send us instructions on how to register for it then, because
I'll have to find them. But you have to register in the listserv, and then you'll get more emails than you ever thought anyone could write.
That's okay, I just move it into a private folder. At this stage we've seen nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the problem then, is that you are not registered for the listserv. People's names were put under the listserv, but then they had to agree that they wanted to receive all those emails.
Okay.
So we will take care of that. Ken, do you have anything about the dysmorphology core you want?
Well, just let me say something for Ken. Then we established a deadline of February 15th when all of the children who had been already examined would be uploaded and would be sent to Indianapolis. And for the most part, that has been done. I say for the most part. I think, to my knowledge, it's all been done, and there has been a huge amount of activity between Indianapolis and the bioinformatics core and all of the different sites throughout the world that have been doing these examinations on these kids. Based upon that data, we are going, in the dysmorphology core, have established about four or five different questions that we are going to ask based upon that data that has been submitted, and we think that we're going to have some information to that we will have put together by the June meeting based upon the examinations that have been done, and there have been a significant number of them. So you should realize that there is a lot going on in terms of this project. There's a lot of interaction going on between all of the investigators, and I feel badly that you haven't seen all of it because we've been working hard, all of us.
I mean, I have a full-time person entering data here from all these sites.
That's
so
reassuring.
Yeah, well, that's good to know that, okay. I was going to ask, too, Ken, this is all the kids who have been examined. This is this morphology exams or 3D camera and 2D camera or all?
Some of them have had 3D camera, but that's not what's being that's not what I'm referring to. What I'm referring to is the physical examination data that has been collected based upon the structured physical dysmorphology examination that's been done. And that information is the data that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the 3D or the 2D photographs.
Okay.
Yeah, and in terms of the neurobehavioral core data, at least here in San Diego, I mean, we're continuing to examine kids. The database is not completed, so data can't be uploaded, but the data are being collected. I'm sure Joe and Sandy probably have things that they want us to talk about what been going on in South Africa since I heard you just got back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandy,
do you want to fill us in?
Well, we just got back, and the five-year assessment is continuing. We've been working with our staff just to establish that things are going well. Again, I actually saw two children with full FAS, five-year-olds that I had seen as infants, and they are clearly FAS. There was no question. And neither, when we did the Eyeblink conditioning, neither of them were conditioned at all. So that data is continuing as well. We have to train a new tester because one of the people who had, one of our examiners, isn't going to be available, so our examiner isn't. So we now hired a new person, a master's level psychologist, and are working to get her trained. Joe, is there anything else we can add?
Well, we started to discuss plans for a visit, we think, by Jean Hoime and possibly
right.
Luther,
we discussed that with the staff and how we might do that together with the 3D photography. So we're anxious to do that, and we worked out a whole plan with people about how we might be able to do that.
Okay.
We'd like to do it. We had suggested originally, and I spoke to Jean when we were in Indiana about, he said that the second 2 weeks of September would work for him, because he could come down from Finland and just continue and do the assessments, and we could do the 3D photography. I don't know where the camera is going to be at that point, but I'm not sure how well that works for
Phil.
Phil
was thinking maybe we were going to try to coordinate it with Phil, so that we could all get the training, you know, roughly at the same time. And Phil was saying he might want to do it a little bit later in the fall. So
alternatively. We could start then, and we'll have somebody fully trained, and maybe make sure that Anna Suzanne, if she, you know, is trained at the same time, if that's who Phil wants to use her. I don't know. We should probably try to work with her.
Well, why don't you work out with Elizabeth about what time the camera would get to South Africa, you know, and for training, whether it's better to do the training here or there or whatever.
And
well,
Sandy and Joe.
We just came for the training. We specially brought Julie with us.
No, I know. But you were saying that you had to work out training. So that's why I...
No. I think Joe was mistaken about that. I mean, we came and we did the training. This is the second time I did it, and now Julie
right.
came. And the idea was that Gene Hoime came down, possibly with Luther, I don't know what the plan was, but if they came down from Finland, then he knows how to do it as well, and we'll just ensure that we're doing it right and send some of the photos at the same time.
Oh, I didn't understand.
I don't think we need to work out with Elizabeth new training. We already did that.
Oh,
so,
no, that's what I didn't understand when you were saying about having to work with Phil and coordinating training.
Phil had won.
He
we
was at the training, too.
When Gene, when the dysmorphologist would come.
Okay.
So, Sandy, you don't need anybody there in South Africa for the camera?
Pardon me?
You don't need anybody in South Africa for the camera to set for the setup or
well,
anything?
Well, here's my thinking. If Gene came down, and or he and Luther, and if they are both at this point, you know, you're satisfied that they've been sending you photographs from Finland that are satisfactory, couldn't we, you know, run like practice doing like 5 photos, send it to you, confirm it's okay? Or if you would prefer, I'm happy if you would like to come to Cape Town at that time as well. That's your call, really.
When is the camera going to be in Cape Town?
That's going to have to be worked out between Elizabeth and Phil and Sandy.
Okay, well, I didn't know that the next step was to work it out with Elizabeth, but I'm happy to either call Elizabeth or email, and we can work out what the options are and go from there. The first step I thought was I was trying to work out because I know I talked with Ken Jones, about arranging for the dysmorphologist to come. So that was the first step that I started with.
Okay.
Any problems in terms of the neurobehavioral measures that are in common with the other projects? I know you run, you know, not all of them.
No, not that I see. I think we're doing the handedness, the lighter, the beery, the, you know, the ones that the children were able to do at this age.
Mm-hmm. And so
what
no
age are they when you're
quality.
Testing them?
They're 5.
Pardon me?
They're 5 now? You're testing
they're
them
They're
5
years old. So there were a number of interesting tests that you were doing at the older age, but that our kids really couldn't do. I mean, they're 5.
No,
but
well,
we knew that.
We knew that up front.
Pardon me?
We knew that when we set out the batteries.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do them. But the ones that you are doing that others, I mean, there's, just in case there are any problems
I don't
in
have
the
any
field
no,
that
I
we could let everybody else know.
No.
Okay.
So just... I'd like to clarify that. So at 5, you're giving them the light. Hi, Sandy. I was going to call you this morning, but I thought this would work. You're doing handedness, lighter, beer, and beery at 5, and that's all?
Pegboard,
uh-huh.
Pegboard and dysmorphology, and we were, you know, we're doing the dysmorphology checklist to date. And then we are, you know, hoping to do the 3D camera work.
Uh-huh.
We tried the CPT, but it proved too difficult.
Uh-huh. Right. You need a vigilance like we used with our 4-year-olds.
Right.
It's a different kind.
That would have been a different task.
Yeah. Did you do any systematic testing on the children when they were younger?
Any what?
Systematic neurobehavioral.
Yes, we did our whole battery of infant assessments with them at 6, 12, and 13 months.
And that's the...
That's material that I have presented, you know, where we've done vague acuity, A not B, numerosity. I mean, we've done a whole large bag.
Huh.
Growth, dysmorphology. We've been following them, you know, from the time the mothers were pregnant. So, yes, we saw them 3 times. Oh, we did a whole attachment assessment using, you know, Ainsworth paradigm, the strange situation paradigm.
Uh-huh.
So we have extensive data on them.
You did not see them, though, between 13 months and 5 years.
That is correct.
No. Okay. Well, maybe... I think maybe to save the group's time, I will call you back when the when this is
okay.
over and get some further details about the six about the 12 and 13 month, because that's, you know, that's when we'll be able to see some of our babies.
Great.
Okay.
Well, I've covered the items on my list. Are there any other items of business that we need to talk about?
Is the meeting in June set?
Right now, it is. I think the dates that we planned on were. I have it here somewhere. It was the Thursday and Friday before the RSA meeting.
In
June
23rd,
June 24th. June 24th. And there was some concerns after the meeting about having it at the LA airport. So I was going to send out an email and get everybody's opinion on that. But I've been up to my ears, so I have not done that. But the dates are the 23rd, 24th, and it'll either be in Santa Barbara or in LA. Any other items?
Yeah, has anybody from the Bioinformatics Corps come on?
No.
Yeah. Well, so what are we going to do about them? I mean, I think it's a shame that nobody's here from there or on this call from that group. Because, I mean, this thing is all moving through them. And I think it's critical that they are in touch with what's going on and recognize the need for these priorities, and so for them to perceive the priorities of this program.
Yeah, and I guess I'll have to call Chuck, take that up with him, or Craig. I'm sorry. I know a Charles Stewart and a Craig Stewart, and I confuse the two.
Ed, were you able to successfully upload all of your?
We've uploaded. We know they got it, but we don't know if it's successful and all those
okay.
good things. I mean, the first time we did it, we got back thousands of error messages.
Yeah. So it sounds like they agreed that it was going to be okay to set only four key variables that the examiner, the date of the exam, the ID number, and the site. I guess was the four that.
Four.
That had to be in there, and everything else was not going to be a required field.
Right, and that it was
okay.
going to be up to the person inputting it to make sure that the data were clean and good. But that those were the four criteria.
Okay.
You know, we have to know whether if you're looking at, you want to pull out 20 kids, 30 kids, you want to make sure you don't have the same kid in there who was tested on three different times. Or
right.
the same kid tested by the same person, two different people. You want
right.
20 distinct cases, you know. And so we have to be able to have those values in there and sort it on them. But, well,
right.
know, you've been getting more emails than anybody about this.
Right.
So.
Speaking on behalf of Ken, it seems like everybody needs to be able to recast what they need in terms of kids to be examined. Ken Jones, am I speaking out of turn?
No, you're not speaking out of turn at all. I appreciate it.
So I'm sorry. Someone cut out there. I didn't hear that.
About the number of kids in the rest of year two that need to be examined at each one of the sites.
Oh, sure, yeah.
In other words, we need to know how many trips that we are going to be taking between now and August.
Right.
From everybody.
Well,
so I've heard that Sandy and Joe need two people in September.
Well, I think we only need one. There was some talk of two going, but we probably only need one.
Well, Ken?
Now, the protocol is for two people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ken, can you send out an email to the sites, the PIs on the sites?
Sure.
And say, you know, this is what I need, and that way we'll have that.
Yeah. And what I'd like to do is do people that are on this call, and I know not many are on it, but do people who are on this call feel that it would be inappropriate to ask now Thursday that by Monday or Tuesday we get that back because we have to be making decisions?
Well, I think people may need a little bit more time.
To decide how many why?
Yeah, I mean, well, for example, Sarah might have to email Finland and email Russia to see how many kids, so maybe a little bit more, maybe by the end of next week.
Well, I know Jean is the person who I've been dealing with as far as Finland, and I know how many more trips Jean has to take to Finland. And I also know about the Russia thing, at least. I know what's going on in Russia, so I don't have any problem with that. The places, Sandy and Joe, you do not need anybody before September, is that right? Maybe we can solve this right now.
Can you say that again?
You don't need.
I've been imagining that it's probably two trips that, you know, we.
But the first one would be in September.
Pardon?
But
the first
one would be in September.
And then
probably a year later, maybe.
Subsequently, a second round, you know, when we get through, say, about a year later.
Okay, so you think September of 2005 and September of 2006?
Something like that. Joe, what do you think? Hello?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, well, I will email, and maybe I already have this solved just as I sit here thinking about it, because I think I understand what the Russian situation is and the Finland situation. And I've got the South African situation, so maybe I'm all right.
I mean, for us, I think that would work, as I said, very well.
Actually, does Phil, do you know, is Phil's not on this call, is he?
No.
Okay. So.
I don't know what Phil's plans are, you know, and so it's like you're
okay, so I need to write Phil.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said for, you know, once they come to do both groups.
I do too. So I will mention to him that you want them in September. Or you want
the latter, the second 2 weeks, the latter 2 weeks, the second half of the month, if possible. That would be optimal.
Okay, sounds good.
And
but then I don't know if that works for him or not. Yeah.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken, this is Ann.
I know.
I'm just confirming that we have you coming up here on the 14th and 15th of April, and you'll see our kids then.
I know that.
And then we have a backup also in May in case, just in case we have more babies or something. So we have that down.
Okay.
And I also wanted to ask Tina, we're hoping to be able to do Bailey's on some of our babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to at least collaborate with you so that maybe we were getting them more or less the same ages that you're doing the Baileys in Russia. Would that that's the only place that's the only place where Baileys are being done, is that right? Is in Russia?
That's correct.
And so what ages are you doing the Baileys up there?
Six and 12 months.
And you're not doing anything with the babies after that?
Well, we would, but and we hope to be able to do that if we can get funding beyond that, but there won't be kids that are older than that by the end of the 3-year funding.
Okay. So then to keep our data as congruent as possible, then there's no neurobehavioral tests that are being given in the consortium between 13 months, which is the Baileys and the Jacobsons in South Africa, and 5 years, which is also the Jacobsons in South
Africa,
right?
Yeah, but so this cohort, the original design of this project was to test the kids at 24 months again. If we get to extend it beyond the 3-year funding, that's what we would anticipate doing, keeping the cohort together.
At 24 months. Another Bailey.
Or whatever. I don't know, how that's going to end up panning out.
Okay.
I also have a question, I'm sorry.
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
So we'll do the best we can then to put together a battery and talk about it with you individually, as long as I just wanted to be sure.
Well,
there
was a whole recommended infant battery, that we put together.
I know.
I don't know that anybody.
Right.
I know, but no one's been using it. And
Right.
Well,
it's
just a matter of
finding. I think we mentioned things at 3 and 4 years as well.
Yeah, I think that the problem was that when the project got cut to 3 years, the only prospective study was Tina's.
Right.
Right.
And therefore, there was no sense going over the age of two because she
right.
wouldn't have any subjects.
Right.
So.
But we also, you know, there was a battery, as you know, recommended. And
does somebody have a copy of that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's in the neurobehavioral core, which is on the website.
Well, I looked in the neurobehavioral core. I couldn't find anything. So maybe I'm...
I'll send
like
it to you.
Infant stuff.
Yeah,
there
I couldn't find
whole,
anything on infants.
There's a list of about five tests for infants.
About
there were five,
tests
but there were
Bayless.
The ones that were highlighted as most highly
right.
recommended.
Yeah, and they're kind of in rank order.
And they're on the web?
No, well, I don't know.
They were in the application, and the whole application is on the web. So I'm assuming
oh, but
there.
Not under the neurobehavioral test section then.
Right, not
no,
under the
No, there was neurobehavioral assessment for, and we broke it down to different age groups.
Yeah, I remember
right.
when we
but,
did that. Yeah.
But if you go to the website, you can look at each and every proposal that was submitted with the to the NIAAA.
Right,
it's
and so which
that,
one would I look at?
The
that would be the neurobehavioral
core
website submission,
right.
not okay.
Right, and so it would be in there.
Okie doke, thanks.
All right, I have a question for Tina. Tina, have talked any more to Cynthia Bear about the meconium?
Yeah, I've the last time I spoke with her was a few months ago, and I know she was interested in submitting a supplement to be able to do it. The question is that the mass spectrometry technology that would make it simple to do meconium on site there because they won't send it out is not something that's available to us. So, I mean, we can investigate it further or look further into the possibility of sending meconium out, but I know that she's very interested in doing it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just was talking to somebody who said that there's been a real drop in the price at which these assays are now done.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that was due to new methodology or what, but, you know. The
now, are you
yeah.
talking about alcohol meconiums? Because that would be different from drug meconiums.
Yeah, to do the alcohol.
Alcohol
that
meconiums.
That
yeah.
the price has come down, and you know,
from
so
the, from
I
the
know
beginning
that was our limitation
yeah, that,
was the cost.
No, the cost was one factor, but the major factor was being able to send any kind of biological materials outside of the country.
All right. Well.
So at this point, you can't send anything.
We haven't gotten permission to take anything out at this point, other than we've got an agreement that they that a requirement is they have to allow us to take out some of the nutritional samples in order to validate what the laboratory is doing there. But I don't know whether that'll change. It might change. So do you think I should talk to Cynthia again, though, to sort of regroup on this?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe there's some other.
I didn't know whether she was going to come in for a pilot, you know, to look at.
Oh, okay.
I'm
she didn't communicate with me on that. All she talked about to me was putting in for a supplement, and that the solution, the easiest solution to the problem of not sending stuff out, is to provide the or to set it up so that they can do it there. But the.
I don't know what doing. Meconium. And Russia's going to tell us now, unless we could get enough of them. And I'm not sure
right.
how much, if you applied for a pilot, what that would tell you, or how many you could do for $30,000.
Right. I don't know.
All righty. Are there any other concerns, questions, issues that we need to deal with?
No.
Okay. Then it's been good talking to you. And
I've been listening all along, Ed. I am here. It's Michael.
Hey, hi, Michael. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Are you underwater or below?
Today, we're drying out. We've had a lot here, and it's not been pleasant, but I'm okay.
Good to hear it.
All righty.
So is the next call, when is the next call?
Madre's next call would be a month from now, right? It's the last Thursday of the month?
Right, March.
March.
The 31st or the 24th?
24th. Is that
okay?
Everybody?
Same phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll send out a reminder to everybody. Alrighty.
thank you very much, and talk to you all next month. Any concerns, just email me, and we'll try to take care of them. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.